Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, it is Jack Gill and welcome to Red Men News. It is Friday the 10th of July and the Reds are back in action against Burnley tomorrow. I am joined by Amy Lawrence for this one. Most of this today is going to be about Jordan Henderson. We've just watched the Klopp presser and heard that Henderson will be out for the rest of the season. He will be fit, though, to do the trophy lift, and he will be fit for the start of next season. Amy, it looks like we're going to see Hendo sat down doing his shuffle.
I know, it's going to be a bit of a weird one. You can't help but feel a bit sorry for him, obviously, going this whole season and doing so well, and obviously winning the league as well after this amount of time. All you really want is to be able to have no sort of boundaries lifting that trophy. But I think it's positive that it's nothing serious and it's nothing that's going to require a lengthy extended time out from football. And ultimately, Klopp was pretty clear in his press conference that he still will be able to lift it. And I think that's all they'll want, really. But yeah, it's gutting to see that he's contributed so well this season and previous seasons as well. But yeah, it's going to be a weird one, but I'm sure he'll still relish the occasion and be able to pull it off, no doubt.
Yeah, it was an awkward one because obviously we knew it was a knee injury, and they can usually be quite bad knee injuries, and I think the last couple of days since the injury, there's been rumours that he may miss the start of next season. So, you know, it's not as bad as we thought it would be, but it's still bad news because we're after that points record. We need 9 points out of 12 in the last four games. So it makes it all the more difficult to get that without Jordan Henderson. We've seen throughout the season how important he is to this Liverpool side. I've got the quote Klopp said. He said, "We felt it was an awful moment when he went down. Hendo is what we'd say in Germany, an animal. He fights for everything. He really deals well with pain. And at the moment he felt it, it was a complete mood killer." Amy, you've had a knee injury before in the past, so have I. They can be quite difficult, can't they?
They can, and I think people definitely underestimate the mental side of a knee injury as well. Luckily, he's not sustained anything, as I said before, that's going to keep him out for a long period of time. But even something like this, just it chips away at you a little bit. But I think we all know how much of a top professional Henderson is, and I'm sure he'll be able to bounce back quickly from this, and he'll want to as well. He'll want to push himself to get back ready for next season. And I'm hoping that he can be. But in terms of when Klopp said it's a mood killer, it really is. I think even at the level we play, which is nowhere near like top level, if one of your players goes down, who especially a captain, it does change the whole mood on the pitch and then in the dressing room after, because you sort of don't know what to say, especially if you know that it's something that they can't carry on in the game with. It's difficult to take, but yeah, I think they'll all be with him throughout this minor situation, and then the recovery as well. I'm sure we'll absolutely smash that. So it's good that he's not a doubt for the start of next season, and hopefully he'll be back in and have a lot of training and practice under his belt before the season even starts as well.
Yeah, a definite mood killer, but it's a good job we got the title wrapped up, because it's going to take a lot to kill the mood that all us Liverpool fans have got at the moment. Let us know in the comments what you think. Are you looking forward to a Hendo shuffle whilst he sat down? How can he do that? Let us know. Loads of different opinions down there. Moving on, we've got Liverpool's submit planning application as decision is taken on new £50 million Kirby training ground. They've started work on this already, Amy, but this planning application, from reading into it, is about putting a fence up outside. which screens the work on the training pitches away from outside view. We've seen similar at Melwood, and it's just about getting this all done to make sure there's no spying. We saw earlier, I think it was earlier on this season, with Marcelo Bielsa spying Championship, and with Leeds looking like they're going to come up, just making sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think it's privacy more than anything. You want to be 100% for sure that what you're doing on the pitch is for your eyes only until it goes out onto sort of the real thing. I think it's just another step in becoming as best as we can be and in the area, in the facility that we want to be in. Apparently it's also for existing and improving environmental conditions, so like wind and stuff, apparently that's supposed to be a factor in it. So I think they're just optimizing everything that they possibly can, like to build on what the foundations have already laid down. They're just literally taking everything into consideration now and as I said, making sure their training facilities now is the best that it could possibly be. And I think all you can do is commemorate that. And they've actually picked out these key points and have gone, okay, let's fix this to make us even better. And it's all about that progression of Liverpool Football Club and making them grow and grow for in the future.
Absolutely. There's so many positives about this new training complex, and with it being the academy being there as well, it bridges that gap between the academy and the first team that I think has been so successful in the last couple of years as well and recently. So we'll see more youngsters training with the first team, and it'll be easier for Klopp to keep an eye on the youngsters and stuff like that. So I think it's a brilliant new complex that we're building there, and it's good to see that we're getting closer and closer to that being done. Another one now, Trent Alexander Arnold says, we've made history already and now we want the points record. Amy, it's brilliant for this lad to say this, isn't it? I mean, I think for a while it's been us getting the title over the line. We've done that now, and now we're absolutely desperate for that points record.
Yeah, exactly. I think it also still shows that the team's still hungry for more success. Like, it's obviously it's enough to win the trophy, but to them it's almost not enough. Like, they want to keep pushing on and get as many accolades as possible, and they want to be the most successful team. So I think this is one of the ways that they're sort of reinvesting that motivation that they had to win the league into something else now. And I think you sort of need that, because so many people and so many teams, once they've won something, you see that drop off. But I think that now they've definitely got something to look towards and progress towards. It's going to really push them on for the future of this season and as many games as there is left. So it's great. It's the motivation, as I said, that they've still got, and that's great to see. You don't want to see them dropping off until the final whistle goes at the last game of the season.
Yeah, there were questions sort of what next when we got the title and what happens now. Do we push for that points record or do we start playing the kids? And we've done a mixture of both. I think we've still close to getting that. We only need 9 points from the last 12, and from a professional point of view, you want to win every game anyway, don't you? So like Trent says here, why not go to the full 12? And he's absolutely right. We've got four winnable fixtures. I know Chelsea are pushing and Arsenal are pushing for European places, but they're all winnable games, and I think it's something that we'll definitely be targeting and put this team up. They're already up with the best of all time, but show that, actually put that stamp on it and show that they are the best of all time. They've already won the title in difficult circumstances, absolutely blown everyone else away. So now why not smash that points record? Let us know in the comments what you think. Are you desperate for Liverpool to get the points record as well? Moving on from someone so class like Trent to an idiot and Paul Scholes, he claims Liverpool and Manchester City are worried about Man United after they make it 17 matches unbeaten. He claims after United's big win over Aston Villa last night that Liverpool and City are already worried about his former club. Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried.
No, not at all. I think you just said it yourself, we've blown them away. We've blown everyone away this season, even Manchester City, who I would probably at the moment put well above Man United. So I think you need to look at the facts, and we're still 34 points clear of them. And although they're on this however many game unbeaten run at the moment, and in all fairness, they have been good since lockdown. I think Bruno Fernandes has made a massive difference to them and the way that they're playing and scoring. But I definitely think that we're a better team than them at the moment, and we've shown that in terms of consistency. over the whole duration of the season rather than just now firing into action. So I think that's what we sort of have over them. So, yeah, I don't necessarily agree with what he's saying there. I don't think we need to be scared. We're champions. Why should we be?
they've been good since lockdown, yeah. But they've not been brilliant. They've had an easy run of fixtures. Bruno Fernandes does look good, and that link with Pogba. Their front three looks good. I think Mason Greenwood is a brilliant talent. But at the end of the day, they've still got, like you said, they're still miles behind us. And just because they're on a good run doesn't mean that they'll make up for that. I certainly aren't worried, and I don't know why anyone else would. Let us know in the comments if you're worried, but I don't understand why you would be. So moving on, we've got ESPN claiming that Liverpool will not go in for Thiago, Amy, this summer. We spoke about this last Friday, of course. Is Thiago something that you're getting more excited about as the rumours continue, or not at all?
Yeah, I think for me also, it was interesting to see what other people were saying about him on social media and stuff like that. Because last week I said, in my view, with his age and with injury problems, I thought we should be investing that kind of money in someone who's a lot younger and that you can develop further and keep on for a lot longer. But then equally, if you look at it, 30 million for Thiago is an absolute steal. So if it is for the right price, I think, great, why not? That's exciting. Let's sort of go for it. But as I said, I think it definitely has to be the right price. Otherwise, you sort of would think to yourself, well, why are we going for someone like that who's a bit more injury prone and is that sort of player? But yeah, it is exciting. It's just nice to be linked with these sorts of people, especially at the time we're in. It makes you feel good that you're in with these types of players, for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing about all this. It seems to be good for Thiago's side. Thiago's camp is desperate to play for Liverpool, and that is something that, as a Liverpool player, is music to our ears, that all these world-class players.
Yeah.
We know that we were Thiago's first choice, and when we didn't go in for him, he had to settle for Chelsea. And now with Thiago, he seems desperate to move to the Premier League, and it's Liverpool where he wants to be. So these rumours are brilliant, and I don't personally think it'll become a reality, and I don't think we'll end up signing Thiago. However, I do think it's brilliant for world-class players to want to play at this football club, and it shows where the level we're at the minute, really, which is fantastic. And moving on to the comments, we've got Stephen Somerville saying, missing Hendo is going to be a huge loss to the midfield. I wonder if Klopp will be using Fabinho, Gini and Milner in the midfield, as Keita and Ox don't work as a midfielder partnership. That's interesting. I think Keita has been brilliant since the break. I think we saw in the Champions League group stage a couple of times, Keita and Ox in that midfield, and they looked very, very good offensively. But defensively, you can understand why in games against Chelsea and Arsenal, Klopp probably won't do that. But I agree, it is a big loss to the midfield, isn't it, Amy? Because we saw in games just before the break without Henderson how important he is and integral he is to this Liverpool side.
Yeah, it'll be a massive loss. Even, I think, especially since his role almost adapted a little bit more, he became a little bit more attacking because Fabinho was sort of the player that could hang back and hold ship sort of thing. But yeah, he's a big loss. But equally, like, we have these players that can all get the job done. Like, Navigator's been good in the last few games that we've seen him. I think we've definitely got more to see from the Ox. Obviously, he had that brilliant run of games before this all went down where he was scoring regularly. So I think if he can get back to that, that's sort of another branch of the tree that we can sort of look to if we're needing it. But yeah, I think the underlying thing is Henderson is going to be a massive, massive loss, not just because of the player he is, because he's the captain. He's leading that team, and he's such a vocal player, especially since now you can actually hear the players with no crowd. You just hear how vocal he is all the time and keeping everyone in the right space, telling them what's going on, where to next sort of thing. So it will be a massive risk, but I think we've got some firepower in that midfield that equally, if we need them to do the job, they'll 100% be able to perform and do it for us.
Absolutely. It's going to make getting that points record all the more difficult. But I still think it's possible. And Nihal Patel says, Milner has to take Henderson's place in midfield now, in my opinion. We need the leadership there. And Amy, what do you make of Milner filling that void? You mentioned there the leadership. Do you think Milner's able of fulfilling Henderson's role?
think I don't see why not. I think they're quite different in the way that they go about that sort of role. But I think Milner's just such a top experienced, top professional. He'll obviously be in regular contact with Henderson and sort of emit those same attributes and same role in that sense. So I'm pretty sure that he'd be able to carry that out. They're obviously such, as I said, such different players, but I'd like to think, and I know he would take upon that role, take it on himself, make it his own, but also keep those core values that Henderson shows week in, week out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the case of just being one person we look to now. I think we will look all our midfielders, because we know in the last few weeks Milner's had his personal fitness issues as well, and we don't know what's happening with him beyond the season, whether we're back to Leeds or what. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think I'm feeling positive about it because I know the form Naby Keita's been in recent weeks, the form Ox was in before the break, and I think the other night it was a bit harsh on him that he was out wide. I think he's much more effective in the middle. So I think we'll be okay. It's four games left, and as I said before, it's not as bad as it could have been. So, of course, we want Henderson in the side, but it could have been a lot worse. Stephen Somerville says on Trent, Trent clearly knows what's at stake here. He knows that there's more to give in this league and finish it on a high and to break more records, as much records as possible. Love it.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right, isn't he, Amy? Trent knows exactly what this Liverpool side deserves and what we can achieve, and that is this points record.
Exactly. I think it's more than achievable, and we all sort of know how Trent is. He's such a perfectionist, and he obviously being a local lad as well, that comes a lot into play with wanting to be the best and be that role model for younger players sort of coming through. But as you said, it's more than achievable, and I think the team knows that. And as long as they sort of follow that mentality and philosophy, I'm sure 100% we'll be able to get that. And then that's another sort of thing ticked off the list.
Absolutely. As the days go on, it gets closer to that trophy lift. Liverpool are champions, and let's hope that we can achieve that points record. Thanks for joining me, Amy, and thank you for your comments. And Simon behind the ones and twos, and we shall see you soon. Enjoy the game at the weekend. Ta-ra.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.